The investigation has determined what caused debris to go flying into the street and what steps should be taken to prevent a similar problem. The MTA has found that drill holes for the blast were not drilled vertically as planned. Because the holes were angled, the force of the explosion went up. That resulted in broken windows and a cloud of debris on the street. The agency says the person responsible for the blasts has been suspended. A new blaster in charge is in place, and a second person will have to check their work. In addition, two blasting mats will be used to prevent any debris from reaching the street. Peter Haskell, WCBS 880 News.